You're listening to
the Music Interval Theory Podcast with TC and Frank.
Welcome to a new episode on the Music Interval Theory Podcast. My name is Frank and I'm your host. Today we'll be diving deep into the content of creating mystery music, exploring how music theory can be used to evoke a sense of intrigue and suspense. I also want to point out that you can find today's episode on our YouTube channel, should you be a visual person who wants to see the actual notes. Simply follow the link in the show notes and you can't miss it. When I think of mystery in music, it's not just about using major or minor chords, it goes much deeper than that. After giving this a lot of thought, I've come up with a definition that really captures what mystery means to me. Mystery in music is like navigating unexpected twists and turns. It's that sense of uncertainty where you're not in a safe space and can't control what's coming next. This idea also overlaps with horror music, but with one key difference: the tempo. While action music is fast-paced, mystery music typically creeps along at a slower or medium tempo, building suspense gradually. That's not to say there can't be quicker passages in mystery music, but overall it's the slower, creeping pace that sets the tone. With this understanding, we can dive into some practical composition tips. I'm a big fan of the augmented triad, or as we call it in interval theory, 4+4. This refers to the chromatic steps between notes, starting from the lowest note. So from middle C, you move up 4 chromatic steps to E, and then another 4 steps to G sharp or A flat. This 4+4 structure is part of a larger family we refer to as the equivalence, where the notes are spaced equally apart. Now, how do we expand on this 4+4 structure to create more musical material? One of my favorite techniques is using chromatic connections. By contracting the outer notes chromatically toward each other, we get a 3+3 structure, which connects seamlessly to the 4+4. Once you commit to a specific structure or musical idea, you can use techniques to build out more related material, and if you're struggling with this, I'm here to help. Just reach out and we can explore the next steps together. Now let's put this theory into practice. I've written a quick composition based on what we've discussed, using 3+3, 4+4, and some basic triads. For now, I'll focus on the writing process, but just so you know, the next step would be refining the mix and polishing the mock-up. In this example, the musical essence really lies in the woodwind section. Everything else adds a bit of sparkle and enhances the core idea, but it's not crucial. Let's isolate the woodwinds and listen to them on their own. If you ever find yourself needing to write mystery music, remember the 4+4 structures and all the intriguing musical pathways they lead to. You can go beyond simple major and minor triads. Now, let's talk about orchestration for a moment. When scoring mystery music, texture is key. the choice of instruments and how they blend together can significantly enhance the mysterious atmosphere. For instance, consider pairing a solo bassoon with muted strings playing harmonics. The contrasting timbres create a sense of unease, perfect for mysterious settings. You could also use a harp playing glissandi in a very subtle way, almost like a whisper. Another tip is to experiment with dynamics and articulation. Swells that grow unexpectedly, or sudden changes in articulation, like switching from legato to staccato, can evoke an eerie, unpredictable feel. Just make sure to give enough time so that the players can prepare for the articulation change, provided you plan to do a recording session. So next time you're working on a mystery cue, consider how these orchestration choices can add depth to your composition. And as always, trust your ear. Sometimes the most effective solution is the one that sounds the most unexpected. If you enjoyed this content, I encourage you to check out our deep dives, which are available to Academy members and supporters on Patreon. All the details are below. Have a fantastic day, and thanks so much for your time. This is Frank, best always.
This podcast is powered by the Music Interval Theory Academy, your resource for getting clarity and confidence in music composition and orchestration. See you inside at musicintervaltheory.academy.